Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you that we have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Father, we thank you. We praise and we magnify your name today. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we magnify your name. We exalt your name above every name, that at the name of Yeshua, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to the glory of God the Father. You are the Almighty God. You are soon and coming King. And Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor. Lord, I thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression and depression off of the lives of your people, O God. I thank you, Lord God, for your people walking in liberty. Lord, I thank you for breaking the shackles. I thank you for removing the blinders, Lord God. Remove the veil from the hearts of your people, O God, that they might see and that they might hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking and saying in this hour. Father, I thank you for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit over this air and over this region, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. I thank you for releasing your angels to push back the forces of darkness over this region over there, that the strong men of deception and witchcraft and sorcery will be bound in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for the healing anointing being released to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for the blood of Yeshua. I thank you for the cleansing blood of Yeshua. I thank you for the fire of the Holy Spirit being released, burning out everything that is not of you. I thank you for the cleansing of the heart, Lord God. I thank you for the renewing of the mind, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for imparting a passion and desire to seek your face, to read your word for your presence, God. Give your people a hunger for your word. Give your people a hunger for your presence, oh God. God, give your people a hunger. God, ignite the hunger and let them be stirred up, oh God, that they want to see you, that they want to know you in the name of Yeshua. God, I ask that your glory would be revealed in a great and a mighty way. I thank you, Father, for your healing power. God, I thank you for healing rheumatoid arthritis. I thank you for rheumatoid arthritis being healed in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you. Excuse me, saints. God, I thank you for healing rheumatoid arthritis. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for healing liver cancer and cirrhosis of the liver. I thank you for that being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing epilepsy. I come against that spirit of epilepsy and epileptic seizures. I bind you in the name of Yeshua, and I command you to go in Yeshua's mighty name. Go in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you for deliverance. God, I thank you for deliverance. God, I thank you for breaking the yoke of heaviness and deep grief. And I come against that now in the name of Yeshua, and I command you to go as well in Yeshua's mighty name. Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for those that are seeking financial, that need a financial miracle. God, so many people are in need. God, bless your people. God, move on the hearts of those that have the deep pockets to release those money, to release those finances, to be a blessing to those that are in need. In Yeshua's mighty name. Father, I thank you. Yes. I thank you, Father, for doing it. I thank you for doing it. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your will. Hallelujah. And Father, let your blessing be upon this broadcast today. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. Whew. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. We serve a mighty God, and God is great, and He's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to have you joining us today. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you struggle with something I say, just pray, get on your knees, seek the face of the Lord, and allow the Spirit of God to show you, to show you and to work with you. Hallelujah. There's a person out there. You went through a very, very terrible divorce. It was a very hurtful divorce. and the enemy gain a foothold in your life. And I hear the Spirit of God saying, release them. Release the unforgiveness. Release the bitterness. And the moment that you do, you are going to experience a miracle. You're going to experience a miracle and a breakthrough that's going to overwhelm you. Because this has held you. It has been a legal entry point for the enemy. And I hear him saying, release it. Release the hurt. Release the unforgiveness. Release the bitterness. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God, I thank you for that. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. There's a sister. You have a family member that betrayed you, and you've allowed that to hold you in bondage. You've never forgiven them for the betrayal. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, as you open your heart up and forgive them and release them, you will experience a breakthrough. You've been praying and saying, God, why hasn't this happened? Why hasn't this occurred? And you haven't forgiven them. You have not forgiven them. You say you have, but you haven't. I hear the Spirit of God says, today is the day of salvation. Release it and let it go so that you might walk in liberty, that you might walk in freedom. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's a man out there. You're listening. You were molested as a child. It's a family secret. And you've held on to this secret, and it has shaped you. It has led you down roads. It has led you into areas of perversion, and pornography, and even homosexuality. And you've had to fight it off. And the enemy has held you in bondage and captivity. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, today is the day of salvation. Today is your day of deliverance. The Lord says he has created you in his image. You are his son, and he loves you. And victory is yours today. And I come against the spirit of bondage and oppression and the spirit of condemnation. I come against it and I bind it in the name of Yeshua and I break it off of your life even today. And I command the spirit to release you and to let you go from this day forward. You will have complete and total liberty. Even now as you're listening to this show, the power of the Holy Spirit is coming upon you even now. Your eyes are being cleansed. Your hands are being cleansed. Your ear gate is being cleansed. The enemy will no longer be able to whisper those lies into your ears any longer in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. There is a man that's listening. You're listening. You're a new listener. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You've experienced a lot of deep hurt. Your wife cheated on you. And it broke your heart. And you have carried that in your heart all of these years. The Lord says, forgive her. Release it and let it go. In the moment that you say, by a decision of my will, I forgive, and you name her, you're going to experience the presence of God as never before. There's going to be a breaking on the inside of you, and it's just going to be like a relief. And the scales are going to be removed from your eyes, and you're going to see life from a whole different perspective. Because God says he loves you. He's a God of deliverance. He's a God of healing, and he's a God of restoration. And God desires to reveal himself to you in a great and a mighty way. Receive it. Receive it in Yeshua's name. And I break that yoke off of you. I break it. I break it. I break it now in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, there's a person out there, you've been praying for a financial miracle. You're saying, God, I need X amount of dollars. It's coming. It's been released. It's coming. It's been released. God says, just receive it. He says, just receive it and thank him. Thank him when you get it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. God is good. Saints, I told you I'm not the typical radio preacher. I have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. There are so many people out here in the world that are hurting in the body of Christ. And God has raised us up, believers, to help and to speak the word of life, to speak the word of deliverance, to speak the word of healing to people that are hurting. We have to get to the place, saints, that we have that compassion that Jesus had or Yeshua had when he would look and see the multitude. And when we see people that are hurting, we see people that are struggling, that we are moved with compassion to pray for them or to speak the word of the Lord to them. There are so many people that need to hear the word of the Lord. There's a person I've come against and I bind the spirit of suicide. I bind it in the name of Yeshua. And I speak life for you. I command that spirit of premature death to release you and to let you go in Yeshua's name. And there is a spirit of suicide, generational suicide in your family. And several family members have committed suicide. But today God says, not you, you will live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. I come against that in the name of Yeshua. And I break the spirit of oppression over you in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Saints, we serve a mighty God, and there's nothing too hard for God. And we got to get to the place that we restore God to his rightful place in our lives, in our hearts. We were talking about the condition of the heart last week and what's in the heart of man. And I was just laying it out when we was talking, and I was just giving an illustration about a lot of the anger and the hatred and the animosity that I've seen poured out against the current POTUS. And, you know, I said it should be troubling to us in believers in the body of Christ, because I've seen so many believers spewing out this same anger and hatred and all of these things. And we got to get our hearts right, because if you want to be a part of what God is doing, you want to be a part of the move of God, and you want God to answer your prayers. Some of your prayers have not been answered because you have iniquity in your heart. So it says in Psalms that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. When we get to the place to where we are yielded and surrendered to the Lordship of Yeshua, we have to begin to say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I yield my life to you. Lord, I lay down my heart before you. Ah, the Holy Spirit is falling on the listeners right now. Some of you, the presence of God is on you. You're having a hard time just listening to the show right now. The wind of the Holy Spirit is falling. He's breaking yokes right now. He's sending refreshing. I see the wind of the Holy Spirit just falling and falling and falling, and yokes and shackles are being broken even right now. There's a spirit of hopelessness. I come against you in the name of Yeshua, and I command you to release them and let them go. Ah, God says it's not over. It's not over. It's not over. There's just the beginning, and the best is yet to come. Receive what God has for you. Receive his love. Receive his mercy. Receive his grace. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I receive all that you have for me. God, I receive it. God, I receive my healing. God, I receive my deliverance. God, I receive the breakthroughs. God, I receive all that you have spoken, and I renounce the lies of the enemy. Every lie that the enemy has sown in my life, I renounce it in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over my life. God, I release the unforgiveness. God, I release the bitterness. God, I release the anger. God, I release the hatred. God, I release it in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I silence the voice of the enemy. The enemy is trying to speak to you and tell you it's not real. You're okay. You're okay. You're okay. You are not. Renounce that lying voice that has been whispering in your ear all of your life and telling you that you're okay. You're not okay. Let the unforgiveness go. Let the bitterness go. It is hindering your breakthrough. I hear the Spirit of God says, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Saints, I'm trying. I'm trying. We got to get to the place, saints, that our hearts are yielded, that we are not holding anything in our hearts towards anyone. God desires to do a great and a mighty work here in 2021, but he wants it to start here at the end of 2020. Ah, there's a spirit of anger. And I come against that in the name of Yeshua, and I command you to go. In Yeshua's mighty name. There's a spirit of anger and the laws that was released over the country in the United States of America. It's been operating, but it really manifested over the summer. And we're seeing it here. And what we need to do in the body of Christ is yield to the Spirit of God. And we see what the Word of God declares. And it tells them, go with me to Mark chapter 7, because you know we are straight from his word. So we got to get and see what the Word of God says. And stay with me, saints. Stay with me, saints. Stay with me. Stay with me, saints. I haven't lost my mind. I'm just being yielded to the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, God is good. Glory to God. In Mark chapter 7, Jesus said, what defiles a man? And then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes, and came to Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defile, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. I'm in Mark chapter 7, verse number 1. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defile, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they washed their hands, often eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they came from the market, except they washed, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread and unwashed hands? See, let me tell you something. Jesus will separate us from the religious system. One of the biggest problems of us seeing the move of God in the United States of America is the religious structure, the religious system that is in place. Yeah. There's a person out there, you've been suffering with migraine headaches. And we come against that even right now in the name of Yeshua. We bind it, and I command it to release you and to let you go in Yeshua's mighty name. These headaches, they come, and they are so powerful that it basically just shuts you down. But by the Spirit of God, I come against that now and that you will be released from that, and that the spirit that causes those migraines will leave you alone, will not manifest ever again, that you will no longer have these migraine headaches in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. And he answered and said unto them in verse number 6, well, hath Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written, this people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. We're talking about the condition of the heart. This is the fourth battleground where the enemy attacks. This is where we get to the place where we receive the purging and the deliverance, when we begin to identify and recognize what is in our hearts. He says, "Albeit in vain they worship me, teaching the doctrines, the commandments of men." In other words, for laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, "Full well, you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whosoever curses father and mother, let him die the death. But you say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou might be profited by me, he shall be free. And you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your traditions, which you have delivered, and many such like things you do." We get caught up in traditions, cultural traditions, religious traditions, things that make the word of God of none effect. There are things that we do and participate in, and we wonder why we're not experiencing and seeing the power of God, because we have embraced things that God says, that's not going to do anything to deliver you. That's not going to do anything to draw you to me. The religious structure, the world system, the political system, all of these things are things that causes the word of God to be made none effect in your life, because we have embraced it and we believe it as truth. And it has impacted our hearts. He says, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In other words, all of the people, when your allegiance is to a political party or to a football team or a baseball team or a basketball team or a career, any of those things, when your allegiance is greater to that than to what the word of God says, then you become an idol worshiper. You're walking in idolatry. And then in verse 14, he says, and when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand that there is nothing from without a man that entereth in him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are things that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning this parable. And he said to them, are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth into, not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out unto the draught, purging all meats? Now in verse number 20, pay attention, saints. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. And look what he says here. This is where you got to begin to use your spiritual discernment. Stop, take a deep breath, get your highlighter. And when you're looking at what's going on in our world and our society today in the United States of America, you tell me What do you see if you see these things manifesting and operating on a level that you've never seen before? Because of the spirit of lawlessness and rebellion that has been, the Bible declares that Satan is the god of this world. And what he does things to incite these things. And look what it says. That which cometh out of the man that defileth the man, in verse 21 says, from without of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts. Everything starts with a thought. Mind control. Where's your focus? The enemy, the battleground we're talking about. You know, we covered the mind was the first thing we covered as the topic of the battleground. If the enemy can get your mind and wrap your mind up, which is what he's done to so many people, then they will be walking in deception. First thing he says are evil thoughts. Thinking ill, not good. Okay? Adulteries. It says adulteries with an S. You have spiritual adultery. You have natural adultery. Adultery doesn't just happen overnight. A man just doesn't fall in bed with a woman. A woman just don't fall in bed with another man. It starts with a thought. I mean, I can do a whole teaching on this. Fornications. Murders. Thefts. Covetousness. Wickedness. Deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things come from within and defile the man. So these are the things that are inside of part of the sin nature that still resides in man, because man has not learned to yield and surrender to the Holy Spirit of God and to be spirit-led. But when you look and see what's happening in our country today and what has been spewed over the airways by the mainstream media and politicians and athletes and all these other things, these are the very things that God said, these are the things that defile the man. This is what corrupts individuals. But when you become a believer in Christ Jesus, the Bible declares we become new. In other words, there is a new way of living, a new way of walking, a new way of thinking, and we have to learn to get into the Word and allow the Word of God to cleanse us from all of these things. There's also the works of the flesh, which is found in Galatians. But we are in the body of Christ, and if we're professing to be in Christ Jesus, then we got to get to the place to say, God, I want to love you with all of my heart, mind, body, and soul. God, I want to be completely and totally yielded and surrendered to you. God, I do not want to allow anything in my life, in my heart, that's going to hinder my relationship and my walk to you. And Lord, I yield, and Lord, I surrender my life to you, because you are my God. You are my healer. You are my deliverer. You are the one who died for me on the cross at Calvary. My allegiance is to you and you alone and your word. God is looking for some people who are completely and totally yielded and surrendered to his word, to the lordship of the Holy Spirit. I mean, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we allow the Holy Spirit of God to lead us and to guide us and direct our footsteps. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. God loved you enough to sacrifice his son. His son died that you might live. And God desires for you to walk in liberty, to walk in freedom, because whom the son sets free is free indeed. Receive what God is giving you through what Jesus did for us on the cross at Calvary, and for the shed blood that was paid for the remissions of your sins. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua's Lord return imminent. Pray for your family members, your loved ones, your political leaders, that the will of the Lord would be done. I bless you. Remember, Yeshua's Lord and his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com.
Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.